Clerk, would you like to call the roll?
Yep.
Bastard.
Present.
Beck.
Here.
Metcalf.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Island.
Here.
Westcott.
Here.
And Strobel. Six in attendance. We have a quorum.
Thank you. First item, we have a couple special guests with us. Can everybody hear me? All right. We have a couple special guests this evening. We'll start first. I'd like to get a motion to approve Resolution 429-22 regarding Jill Harris's years of service. Motion and a second. All right, Mr. Clerk, would you like to call the roll?
Master. Yes?
Aye.
Smith?
With pleasure.
Tyler?
Yes.
Westcott?
Aye.
And Metcalf?
Aye.
Would you like to read the resolution?
I would, yeah. So, whereas Jill Harris has been a valuable employee of the Springfield Park District since 1984 at the Bund Administrative Center, and whereas she has, through her knowledge, dedication, superior work ethic, and sincerity, made a demonstrable, lasting contribution to the district's administrative operations through direct support of the Springfield Park District's operations and its Board of Trustees, and whereas the Springfield Park District has greatly benefited through the years from her dedicated service and support as she provided help to the general public when planning and booking events at the Washington and Lincoln Pavilions, Lincoln Green's Banquet Hall, as well as the myriad of picnic shelters, band shells, and other such venues throughout the district's parks. Her tireless work with district staff, user groups, clubs, teams, leagues, colleges, associations, and other such organizations has been invaluable to both the Springfield Park District as well as the individuals and organizations she has helped. Whereas she has played an integral support role for the Secretary and the Board of Trustees, as well as all staff throughout the district. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of the Springfield Park District that the Board of Trustees of the Springfield Park District expresses its sincere appreciation to Jill Harris for the service rendered by her to the Springfield Park District and the people of this community. Derek, did you want to say something? Or
sure.
Should we just applaud for her right now and bow on up?
Jill, I can say, I've been at the Park District for 15 years, which is just a baby compared to 38 years. But in that 15 years, we've worked pretty closely together. You've always been there for anything that I've needed. I've learned a lot from you. You've always supported me on everything that we've done. And as I told you last Friday, I've gone through a transition in the organization to play a larger leadership role, and you've been just very instrumental in that throughout the whole process. So I can't thank you enough for everything that you've done for me and, of course, the organization, too. You absolutely will be missed. Robin earlier called me and said, Derek, where's the meeting at? Jill didn't send me the reminder. Where are we going to be at tonight? So I will take credit for that one. So, but anyway, congratulations, Jill.
Thank
you so much.
You guys are on your own now.
Scary proposition. Thank you, Jill.
Jill, you don't have to stay for the whole meeting.
You can still do the minutes pro bono if you would like. Stay there. All right, our next special guest, we have Mr. Carlos Stakely. He is our new general manager at the Nelson Center. Welcome aboard. I don't know if Lynn or Derek, do you want to say a little bit more about Carlos and his new?
It's a name, not everybody has Carlos in Boston, Ohio, but he's a graduate of 20 University, and he's received his CS in sports and fitness management and a minor in athletics and health promotion. He started out his career in the hospitality and tourism industry as a front office manager, Air Canada Chief, Marriott. He proceeded to further his career there. His experience in business operations, human resource management, customer service initiatives, employee training, and facility management have proved vital in his current role as manager at the Nelson Center. We are super excited that he came on board in November, correct? Right around Thanksgiving. And has hit the ground running. Nelson Center is a very busy place for those of you who don't already know this. And he's got a great team there, and we're excited about him being on our recreation and marketing team, and we look forward to all of the new accomplishments and initiatives that he's going to drive for being on that staff. So, Carlos, do you have anything to add to that?
I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be here. My name is Carlos. Been living here in Springfield 15 years, my wife, my son, and my daughter. As I said, I've been working in the hospitality and tourism industry for 25 years, and I look forward to offering all my experience in the Springfield Park District as well as the Nelson Center. Thank you.
Thank you.
Carlos, the Nelson Center will put all that experience to good test.
All right. Thank you, Lynn. Carlos, thank you for coming out. Appreciate it. Next, we've got item number three. We have a open public hearing on the BINA meeting, I guess, the comments, I guess, we, at this point, I'll go ahead and tell you reasons of the record, what that entails, and then we'll open it up and see if there's any public comments on it. So the open public hearing is concerning the intent of the Springfield Park Board of Trustees to sell not to exceed 2,700,000 general obligation limited tax bonds for the payment of the land condemned or purchased for parks, for the building, maintaining, improving, and protecting of the same, and the existing land and facilities of the district, and for the payment of expenses incident thereto. And I guess at this point we'd open it up for any public comments, concerns. Do we have any?
I don't think we need a motion for that. It's just part of the regular board meeting. Yeah, so it's a public hearing. If anybody from the public would like to comment or have any questions, we're happy to answer them. But this is a standard hearing that we do that's part of the buying process for us to sell bonds, which we do on a two-year cycle.
All right. Okay. Seeing none, is there any motion to close the public hearing? No? Okay. So seeing no comments, we'll close the public hearing portion. Move on to agenda item number five, minutes of previous meetings. Could I get a motion to approve the minutes for the public hearing on December 8th, 2021?
I'd like to make a motion.
A motion and a second? Omnibus.
Omnibus?
Okay.
Omnibus approval of December 8th, 2021, December 15th, 2021, and
through
my annual review of the executive session.
As a side note, we're required by law to review our executive session minutes twice a year. We do that in the months of July and January. We've reviewed the minutes over the last 6 months. We've not had any executive session minutes, and we're not holding out any minutes either. So there's nothing to release there. So the omnibus, if you'd like to amend that motion, could include both December 8th and December 15th, correct?
Very well. Omnibus motion to approve the December 8th, 2021 public hearing and the December 15th, 2021 regular meeting.
Okay. That is your omnibus motion.
I have a motion and a second on the amended motion to approve the stated meetings. Mr. Clerk, could you take the roll call, please?
Badger.
Aye.
Heck?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Hyman?
Aye.
Westcott?
Aye.
And Metcalf?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Mr. Clerk, next on the agenda, public comment. Does anyone here this evening wish to come before us to make a public comment? All right, fair enough. Seeing no public comment, move on to committee reports. The Recreation Committee met on January 12th.
Mallory, is that your committee? Would you
yes,
like to?
We would like to make a motion to approve the 5-year operating agreement with Capital City Baseball for the use of Roman River Stadium.
Second. A motion and a second. Support. Let's take the roll call, please. Badger.
Aye.
Heck.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Hyland.
Aye.
Westcott.
Aye.
And Metcalf.
Aye.
Motion carries.
All right. Guys, motion passed.
Congratulations, guys. Yeah, thank you for coming out.
Thank you guys for coming out as well.
Sure.
Really appreciate it. Look forward to being your partner. I don't know. I think I'm getting about twice the size of some out of the stadium. You got to have to do some horse trading.
Is the team name on that? I can't see from this far.
No team name on that. We needed to make sure we had a place to play.
Fair enough. Small, minor technicality, right? I need one the size of a watermelon.
Well, we have a couple of our partners like that, but I'll give it the biggest one. Would it be okay if we took a photo?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm
going to have to
switch. Yeah, you can use this if you need to set something down. Thank you.
CJ won't
be able to jump over here.
Yeah. Are you good? Okay, cool. Well, this man,
yeah, we're
the barrier.
Come on up.
Yeah,
they got a team picture.
I showered this morning, so
come go.
Nice. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very excited partner.
Congratulations.
Thank you. With this, I'm going to leave my card for each of us to see. We about to talk to each one and
sure.
See their recommendations and get them all. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. Take care.
Great. Thank you again, guys. Appreciate it. All right. Looks like we have one more item in your committee, Mara.
So the resources, I don't know if you guys saw the email, Derek reminded me today that went out. Lynn fixed up with some discussed last week.
So the motion and a second?
I second.
Second by Nancy. Okay. Mr. Clerk, read the roll.
Badger.
Aye.
Heck.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Hyland.
Aye.
Westcott.
Aye.
And Metcalf.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Moving on to Finance and Personnel Committee met on January 12th as well. Could I get a motion to reappropriate $3,571.74 from the 2016 S&I Fund 32-01-6323 and $523.23 from the 2020 S&I Fund 34-010006 to purchase tennis center flooring? A motion and a second. Second, from Trustee Badger. Mr. Burke, could you read the roll, please?
Badger.
Aye.
Heck.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Hyland.
Aye.
Westcott.
Aye.
And Metcalf.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Next on the agenda, I'd like to entertain a motion to reappropriate $6,954 from the 2020 S&I Fund 34-01-5350 to purchase power equipment including chainsaws and a pole saw.
Second.
A motion and a second. Trustee Tylan. Mr. Clerk, would you read the roll, please?
Badger.
Aye.
Eck.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Tylan.
Aye.
Westcott.
Aye.
And Metcalf.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Moving along, further business. We have our Leland Summer Kitchen folks out here tonight as well. We'd like to make a motion on this as well, right? Motion to approve prize funding and responsibilities agreement regarding the transfer of the Leland Summer Kitchen from the Friends of the original Leland Farmhouse to the Springfield Park District. Can I get a motion?
Approving the cost funding and responsibility agreement, or just approving? I need an explanation.
Yeah, no, that's a fair question. So we have a private funding and construction agreement that we've drafted that governs the relationship between the Springfield Park District and the Friends of the original Leland Farmhouse, who we have representatives here tonight that have joined us. So the agreement basically describes the relationship and the fact that they're going to be responsible for all the move and then to bring it to our property. So the actual agreement is what we're considering action on tonight. Now, I will also make the additional note for clarification purposes that in the agreement, it also requires, it's contingent upon an intergovernmental agreement between the City of Springfield and the Springfield Park District. It also describes the commitment that the city has made to do certain things to make this move happen, including foundation work to accept the new buildings and concrete work, moving some overhead utility lines, and trimming some trees. So General Counsel has drafted an intergovernmental agreement. We spoke to the mayor about that. The mayor is verbally in agreement with everything that we've already discussed, and we sent him that agreement. We don't have that agreement in hand tonight to present to the board, so we're not asking for action from the park board on the IGA, just the private funding agreement that would describe the relationship between them. Does that help answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was avoiding the bottom.
Yeah, sorry. Maybe it could have been a little clearer there. Sorry. Good question.
Because I
heard
all the other, but I was just kind of confused.
Okay.
The private funding agreement also kind of guarantees that any money that comes from them has to go to the Leland Farmhouse, and that the park district is not responsible for any physical upkeep, maintenance, or anything else. So it makes sure it guarantees that their money only goes for that and can't be taken for any other park item. And it also guarantees that the park is not going to be responsible for paying for this item either. If the protections are removable.
Yeah, that's correct. Right.
Right. So we have a motion. Is there a second?
We have a motion. Okay.
And second, Trustee Tyler. With that, Mr. Clark, could you read the roll, please?
Badger.
Aye.
Eck.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Hyland.
Aye.
Westcott.
Aye.
And Metcalf.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Great. Thank you very much.
Any comments you guys would like to make? Thank you so much. We're really excited to move forward here.
It's like Christmas all over again. As long as council's okay with it, I think it's
really cool. Thank you.
There's one more item for action.
Next, could I get a motion to approve the statement of claims and visa bills? Have a motion and a second.
Second.
By trustee Mr. Foot. Read the roll, please. Thatcher.
Aye.
Eck.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Hyland.
Aye.
Westcott.
Aye.
And Metcalf.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Is there any further business coming before the board at this time? Seeing none, we'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
Salute.
Motion and a second. Do we need a roll call, Mr. Cole?
No.
All right. Everyone is free to do as they choose. Within the confines of state statute.